There are limitations to the ID method. The ID method contains uncertainties, and one of them is that the 7.5 meter per second value that we've quoted may not always be the best deviant motion for specific cases. That's because variances in deviant motion may result from changes in the optimal shear depth utilized by supercells, or strong deviant motion may result from effects due to boundaries. Another limitation is that the optimal steering layer depth may change or be different from one environment to another.